So I just wanted to show you a set of equations that I've been working on with Vince Moncrief. And it's a way of specifying lapse and shift using elliptic equations. And it results in an elliptic hyperbolic system, which is a modification of the ADM equations, of the usual vacuum Einstein evolution equations that you get, by splitting up the space-time Ricci tensor. And what it, so the idea is to, push this up a bit. Okay, so here is the standard system, and the idea is that we're looking at a combination of constant mean curvature, or it could be maximal slicing, and spatial harmonic coordinates. And what I mean by spatial harmonic coordinates is that we enforce the condition that the identity map from the three metric, from the sort of dynamic three metric to a given fixed three metric is harmonic. And by harmonic, that means that this object, which is defined using the difference of the Christoffel symbols, is zero. Okay.
So killed those unpleasant terms from the Ricci tensor.
Yes, yeah, I'm coming to that. Okay, so in principle we could have some kind of gauge source functions here, but we haven't looked at that in detail. And so the way you get the hyperbolic system is to notice that if you define this symmetric tensor, then the Ricci, as is well known, has been mentioned many times, splits into an elliptic system and this junk term. And so we modify the Einstein evolution equations by subtracting off that junk term. So this is a hyperbolic system, and you can write down an energy for it and so on. So you just subtract it off. So that's very easy. And what you're left with is a hyperbolic system, which I guess is in principle symmetric hyperbolic, if you like. If you can extract a symmetric hyperbolic system from it, but it's not equivalent to the Einstein equations. So you have to do some work to get back the Einstein equations. And so coupled to this is an elliptic system for the lapse and shift. So this looks quite horrible, but it's actually... So this is the well-known lapse equation. So if you have zero, you have the maximal slicing condition. This is just for the CMC slice. Here is some kind of funny-looking thing, which is an elliptic operator, and which has the very crucial feature that even though it contains the covariant Laplacian, the Ricci, and some other junk, it has no second derivatives in the metric coefficients. And another feature is that this, in contrast to the minimal distortion gauge, the gauge condition is purely on the metric. It doesn't involve the time derivative of the metric. Of course, that shows up here. Okay, so what you can do then is to look at this system, and what you find is that it's well posed, or at least I can't prove that it's strongly well posed because I understand none of those theorems, but I think it is strongly well posed. But we certainly prove local existence and uniqueness in Sobolev spaces, and if you look at the gauge and constraint quantities, they satisfy some ugly-looking hyperbolic system, but this does have a conserved energy. Yeah, exactly. And you see that it has the leading order term is a wave equation. So that means that you can write down an energy for it. And one possible energy is this. So since you have essentially a wave equation, it should look like an ordinary wave equation energy, and this thing does it. And it actually dominates all the it's non-degenerate, so it dominates the gauge and constraint quantities. So that means that if you start on the gauge and constraint set and use exact solutions, then you will stay on that set. Okay, so you can disregard this last bit. So, well, that's really all I had to say. So I think that the point of view that elliptic hyperbolic is a bad thing is, at least from an analytical point of view, not necessarily true. But one thing we found working on this is that the particular feature that makes it possible to prove local existence for this is that this operator has this funny looking term in it. And that has the effect that to make the coupled system well behaved. So it's not, you can't just take any elliptic equation that you like here. It's really something that needs to be analyzed, and which can be analyzed without too much difficulty. So I'm sure there are many different choices, but this is one that can be proved to work. And so I like, one thing I like is that you can choose target metric. So if you're, in principle, it would be possible, if your data are close to Schwarzschild, you could in principle choose a target metric that's tuned to that situation. And that will, this will in some sense force the dynamical metric to be as close to that target metric as possible. Because by imposing the harmonic condition, that means that you're minimizing, in some sense, an energy that measures the distance between those two metrics.
Sorry, is the target metric fixed in time, or can it be time dependent?
So far, it's been fixed in time. I'm not sure if it's possible.
Surely,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and I didn't mention that, but it actually, so this is quite recent, but it actually turns out this was developed in a situation where we were looking at hyperbolic three manifolds, so manifolds which admit negative sectional curvature, and it turns out that in case you're in the gauge, then this combination here, so that means that this tension field V vanishes. This combination is actually equal to a certain Laplace, certain elliptic operator that you get by, that essentially the Jacobi operator, for those who know about harmonic maps. And this can then be shown to be invertible in case the target metric has negative sectional curvature. So that means at least in that case, you can remove that restriction completely. And by introducing gauge source functions, that should allow you to deal with any initial data in that situation. And I think my feeling is that this can be dealt with in many other situations as well.
Yes,
yes.
what the fixed probability is different function space or something.
Well, I don't know.
The word elliptic is kind of a bad word in that end of the room. I mean, could you drive this thing that is, could you make these into parabolic equations rather than elliptic equations?
It can be, I mean, it wouldn't be a hard problem, I guess, to understand that, you know, because it's, I mean, the most work for, at least for me, was to, I mean, do the computations and understand the hyperbolic theory, not really to apply it to this problem. Yeah, this I would certainly be interested to see that. And I think I looked at one point at this minimal distortion shift, but I wasn't able to understand how to prove good local existence for that system. But this... Yeah, so here we could prove it, and it goes all the way to as low regularity as for any other quasi-linear system. So
maybe make a comment that even minimal distortion, I was once trying to get an efficiency of the maximum black and minimal distortion, and I ran off against exactly the problem here of losing a derivative.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time I didn't know how to get it back. Maybe now if I try it again I could, especially looking at the music.
Yeah, that's possible.
Problem comes up at this,
yeah, I think that's going to be, if it's an analytical problem, it's bound to show up in a numerical work as well.
Yes.
So.